Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice.
Hello and welcome to another video. As you can already hear in my voice, I intentionally have not warmed up. And I'm just going to take you along on this journey of warming up a very tired voice with a goal of today, I want to do some operatic practice. So I'm going to do my soprano warm-up as a light high soprano. Okay, let's get started. I'm going to make some comments. Very phlegmy. I do have some water right here. So I'm going to take a drink whenever there's phlegm. Don't clear your throat tons and tons of times. You just want to be very intentional about that. Okay, still kind of dark and low, my voice. So I'm going to wake it up now. Light and top is actually really good as a soprano to have very light top notes. The top notes actually come easier when you stay quite light. No whistle coming out right now though. Okay, let's try low. Dipping down in my chest voice. Why? Tall space to keep it in that head resonance, yet in chest register. Why? I would never have to sing this low as a soprano, but it's really good to dip down all the way down, always covering the entire range. Ooh, my diaphragm is still very tired. Ooh, my support is very tired still. My support is not really woken up yet. My body is very tired. I did not get, like, my sleep was interrupted for a couple hours last night because of the babies. They're not babies anymore. They're toddlers, the twin toddlers. And they were awake. So because my body is tired overall, I can tell that my body in general is just fatigued and slow. So in order to speed this up, I'm trying to activate my support here. by doing something that is connected and legato, but a little more like speedy. Trying to keep nice resonance even as I'm moving through a closed and open vowel back and forth. So the E and the A, they're kind of opposites. You know, E is just very narrow when it comes to like in the front, but in the back, you should always stay very nice and tall, pharyngeal space, and like basically try to direct all the sound waves in the same space so that it doesn't suddenly shift. You want to keep that brightness in at all times. And that's why I like moving through different vowels and keeping the brightness and resonance in. Is the top goal here. Oh, that was not good. Still a little tense. Should be very light on the top when I do the staccato. It should be very easy and not tense. Legato. These are very small intervals, and I try to do it fast, still legato, but still very clear, not so successful yet. Yeah. just trying to move through my entire range. Need some tea. I always like to the left is my tea and to the right it's my water. Okay, I feel like I have a good basic warm-up done. I probably would continue, but now I would probably move to some musical pieces. I would maybe not start with the most difficult, and the most difficult isn't necessarily what's the highest. For high soprano, the high stuff is actually, you know, it's not heavy really, but the middle voice sometimes could be very difficult, and the low voice could be more difficult, and the intensity level. Usually when there's coloraturas, I mean, that has a lot to do with diaphragm. I might probably going to make a video about coloraturas when my voice is better woken up than it is right now. And it's all about your support being very, very active. Those muscles really taking the brunt of the work to lighten up things when it comes to your vocal cords. We don't want to be heavy there. We want to try to keep things moving ahead, legato, very connected. And always focusing on having resonance, very forward, high placement, singing into the mask and all the things. I hope you enjoyed this. It was just sharing the process because I wanted to warm up anyway. And if you want to subscribe to my free newsletter, Pitch Perfect Insights, every Sunday I send this out and I just share things from my past, like stories that I have to tell. And there are some fun ones. There are some maybe more contemplative ones. And I share my thoughts about all things singing. So if you want to subscribe to that newsletter, I will put the link below. I'd love to have you on the list. It is free. It's just me sharing stuff. Have a wonderful day. And until next time, always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing.